Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning. And we do have a lot to talk about this Sunday morning, as a lot went down in the world of sports this past week. We had the Hall of Fame voting for baseball. We had a couple football games played yesterday.
Hall of Fame not voting for baseball.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you could put it.
Yep, they basically just took a year off. And, you know, they're entitled to do that, and they're going to do that from time
well,
to time.
Well, only one went in last year.
Yeah, and you know what? If you look next year, there's a lot of guys going in, and that's going to be pretty cool.
Well, or a lot of guys that are not going
well,
in.
Well, no. I mean, I think next year some of the guys that are going in that are eligible were – you know, it's funny. It was a great tweet out this week. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy Edwards is here. Matt Lynch is on the box. We're having fun here. Matt, did you see what I brought you?
No.
Donuts.
That's behind you.
I don't want
– It's right here.
All right. I brought donuts, so just eat up, Matt. Don't fall asleep. I know you won't. And by the way, I'm under the weather, as you can hear. I had a flu shot. And by the way, this flu epidemic is bad. If you're in New York and you're listening to us, or Connecticut, or New Jersey, or Baltimore, or Maryland, or D.C., or North Carolina, where a lot of our fans are that listen to the show.
Or America.
Yeah, in America.
If you live in America.
Yeah, let me just say this. This flu epidemic's nothing to sneeze at. Is that? I shouldn't have said that. Because I've been sneezing my butt off all week. And you know what? It's really weird. Normally allergies make you sneeze. But I think that certain you know, illnesses do make you sneeze. You're just more susceptible to being tender in the respiratory area. But, we won the South Lakes High School varsity wrestling team won four matches yesterday. Three of them were district matches, and we eked out Washington Lee High School, an old nemesis of mine from high school in Arlington County. And I think we're like 12-2 now for the year in dual meets, and we got a shot at the district title. And my guys know that's our goal, to win the district. And the only reason I'm saying this is because all my kids listen to me; they get extra credit. I'm just kidding.
Extra credit.
I don't teach.
What's extra credit in wrestling? Is that like you don't have to run one or two gym? What are those things called when they run? I've watched wrestling practice. I obviously was never a wrestler. I played basketball. But run wall-to-wall?
Well, yeah.
What are those things called?
Conditioning is what it's
called. I understand the word conditioning.
You don't call it anything.
Well, we conditioned basketball,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but you know what we call it? Get on the wall.
That's what it is?
And we go. Yeah, we run five of them full speed, four of them full speed, three of them full speed, two of them, and then one. And then we go over to the chin-up bars, and we'll do like, an average guy will do 30 to 50 total.
A practice.
Good chin-ups at the end for conditioning. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and we wrestle a lot. I mean, you know.
Well, I hope you wrestle a lot.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
And then we play soccer.
You have no idea. A lot of people just drill. A lot of coaches drill. And they don't wrestle enough. They don't. You got to wrestle. It's like baseball. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse. If you want to see, I can watch a baseball coach one day and know if he's any good. If I go to a baseball practice and they hit fungos and ground balls, fly balls to the guys, and take batting practice, and it takes them 2 hours to do all of that, and they don't scrimmage, I don't want my kid going there, because the way you learn how to play baseball is by scrimmaging. You got to play every day. And you do all those other things, and you talk about all those other things, but you play 3 to 7 innings every day. Now, at Madison High School, which is, we have a great program there, and you know that.
Yeah.
Pudge Jorman is our head coach over there, and I have helped Pudge out for 6-7 years. And I'm the head coach. And a lot of people from the New York area send me emails because I'm the general manager, owner, and manager of the Vienna River Dogs in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League. And we play all June, all July, 44 games and a tournament. Mm-hmm. It's like the Cape Cod League. We were ranked number 2 behind the Cod last year and the year before.
Nice.
And yeah, it's a great area. As a matter of fact, we got a kid that's scheduled to go like from the 10th to the 27th pick in the first round, Andy McGuire, our shortstop. He's going to get drafted this year in the first round. And I've known Andy since.
Is he going to wear a Bruce Hall?
No, he's already got stuff like that. Are you kidding me?
You better get him up there when he's drafted.
And you know what? He's a good kid, too. And he just had hip surgery. Because, you know, he was hurt last couple years, and we could tell. I mean, the kid runs like a 6'5", 60. I mean, he's fast as hell. And he's 6 foot, 195 pounds, and he looks like a professional. He looks like a football player. I mean, he's that strong. But he throws 90-plus. He runs well, and he hits with power. He's like a 4'5", tool guy, and he's in high school. So he's going to get drafted. But anyway, my point is that we scrimmaged at least twice a week, even during the season. Wednesdays, we always scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I get to call balls and strikes behind the pitcher.
You love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course
Are you kidding
love
me? I do that with my guys.
You get really animated, don't you?
We have fun.
It's stupidly animated.
No, that's... No, I don't get too...
Right?
I don't want to...
Bow and arrow?
No, I don't embarrass
him. Kicking dirt at the kid as
absolutely
he walks away?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, something like that. But listen, let's talk a little bit about... I don't know why I got off on that. I was reading about Woody Johnson. Look, I got a problem with the Jets. I'm sorry. New Yorkers, I can't be the only person in our listening area that has a problem.
Probably the only person.
With the Jets.
I love the Jets.
You know, Woody Johnson was born in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, I'm pretty sure New Brunswick is where Rutgers is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's a pretty nice area, too, if you've ever been to New Brunswick. It's got some beautiful houses there. But his great-grandfather was the president of Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Band-Aids, you know, baby powder, everything. I mean...
The lotions.
Well, so Woody's a billionaire.
Or as my son calls him, Oshwins.
Hey, he's a philanthropist. He's a philanthropist. He became involved in charitable organizations in the 80s. And a lot of this stuff is because he lost his son, I think, due to diabetes complications.
Mm-hmm.
And Woody's got to be a good guy. I mean, first of all, he's got to have a good sense of humor because he likes Rex.
Because he likes but I
got to tell you, all of your good guys are leaving, and you're keeping Rex. And here's my take on that.
Well,
that's my take on it. Rex Ryan is no more a head football coach than I would be in the NFL. I'm probably just as qualified. I'm a better big picture guy for NFL play than he is. I'll hire a defensive
coordinator. Does Rex have a Super Bowl? He has a Super Bowl, right?
With the Ravens.
With the Ravens.
I don't know if he was there in 2000.
That's what
I think he was.
That's what I'm trying to
think. No, he was.
Because I know Rob has a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, that
well, were they both on the Ravens in 2000?
I think Rob
was... Look them up. You can pull up their...
Rob was a Patriot,
Do you know who was? Do you know who caught a touchdown pass in that Super Bowl in Tampa when they destroyed the New York Giants? Sorry, Giants. You know who? Brandon Stokley has a Super Bowl ring with the Ravens. He caught a touchdown pass from Trent Dilfer. And by the way, I'd like to thank Trent Dilfer. One of the reasons I was all over the game last night. And Roy, I'm sorry about Green Bay.
I went 3-for-4 on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but Green Bay ain't San Francisco. Look, I got two teams still
Colin
alive, but I'm probably getting... Yeah, but you know
Look
what?
Look at that game,
yeah,
man.
But it's not about the... Yeah, but it's not always about the quarterback.
But he broke an NFL record for rushing.
He didn't...
Can
I say something? They didn't need 50 points to beat that Green Bay team.
No,
Green Bay's defense sucks. They've never been healthy all year. And they did bring Woody back, you know, Charles Woodson, but it didn't help. It really didn't help him. Hey, and by the way, Kaepernick could have been playing touch football yesterday, and he would never have been tackled. Did anybody ever touch him?
I think he
fell down one time and got hit.
That kid's ridiculous. I love Colin Kaepernick. I love Colin Kaepernick. There's not much not to like about him. The thing that people are starting to stretch to is that he has tattoos.
Oh, who cares?
You explain his tattoos. I mean, I have tattoos, but you explain his
tattoos. Yeah, but your tattoos are weird.
Yeah, my tattoos are weird.
Kaepernick doesn't have skin. He just has tattoos.
But you ask him, you say, oh, well, let me see your tattoos. And they're all religious tattoos, you know, and all these religious freaks are freaking out because he has tattoos when they're Bible verses.
I really like Colin Kaepernick. And I will say this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. He's faster than Robert Griffin.
He's fast.
He looked like, I'm telling you, he looked like Michael Johnson running the 400.
He's bigger than
he's 6'4 or 5. Isn't he 6'4?
He's much bigger than Robert Griffin.
Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. One must be the very best. One's
myself in time.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Yes, Rex Ryan was the defensive line coach in 2000 for the Ravens with the Super Bowl, and Rob Ryan was the linebackers coach for the Patriots.
Buddy's got a ring with Chicago Bears when they had that Ditka team. Mm-hmm.
So they all have rings. All of the
Yeah. They have rings, but you know, you could arguably say not one of them's a good head coach because Buddy sucked as a head coach.
Well, Rob never got a chance, right?
No, but if you wanted to punch somebody, he'll never get a chance. But if you want to punch somebody out on the sidelines, Buddy Ryan's your head coach because he punched the guy that's the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants now on the sidelines of game when he was coaching some team.
Buddy's the only team.
I can't remember.
He's the only assistant coach to get carried off the field, though. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's because they were split in two.
85 Bears, right?
Yeah, but you got to understand one thing. In the NFL for many, many years and still now, if you're on defense, you don't even know what the offense is doing. If you're on offense, you don't know what the defense
is doing. That all the way down.
Yeah, but Buddy Ryan put a – he drew a big line between the two. And when the Bears used to lose, Buddy Ryan would attack Ditka and attack the offense and say things in the newspaper. Why do you think he got fired? Yeah. I don't think he had a job for a year, and if he did, I think he was in Houston.
Eagles, right?
No, he might have been in Houston because they think that's where he punched the guy in the sidelines. Yeah. And you know, the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants is the guy I'm talking about. And I don't even like him because he's an arrogant son of a gun. Mike McGinnis and Chris D'Angelo are going to have... Is that
a scorecard?
Scorecard after us. These guys are great. They're going to be at Rudy's today. Go down to Rudy's and eat something with them. There's going to be ball on all day. We got a couple of great games. We're going to talk about the games yesterday. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball Hall of Fame non-vote.
The non-voting.
They took a year off. Let me just say something. I'm in this area a lot. I'm around baseball writers a lot because I go to spring training. And there's a lot of really good guys that are baseball writers. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of armpits that are baseball writers. And these guys, because they get a vote on the Hall of Fame every year, just think that their you-know-what doesn't stink. To hell with you guys. Four guys should have got in this year.
Well, how many voters are there, first? There's way too many.
Yeah, but I want to say there's like 500 inside. There may be
569 total ballots.
I was right. 500-something.
427 votes needed for election. I mean, that's...
How does Craig Biggio, a guy that started out as a catcher, he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I want to say he went to Columbia University. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he did. He either went there or Seton Hall.
Well, it's his first ballot. You know?
It doesn't matter. The guy's a 3,000 hitter, and it's in a year where all those Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all those guys are in it for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's my point. Put a clean guy in and leave these guys off.
Yeah.
Send the message. You didn't send any message when 56 or 63% of you only voted for Biggio. Biggio not only made the change to second base, he was an all-star. And he got hit. I think he holds the record for hit by pitches. His on-base average lifetime, right around 400. The guy was a great – he was one of the three Bs, right? Bagwell, Biggio, and who was the other B in Houston?
I don't know that.
Come on. We got to know.
That's what I don't know.
What's the number everybody needs to call?
240-317-7294.
Hey, New Yorkers, get off your butt this morning. I hope it's not – My daughter, Emily, and my wife, Carol, are in New York visiting my other daughter, Erin. And if you guys are listening to the show, I love you. I miss you. Be safe up there. But I think that what's going on up there is it's probably still nice there because it's like overcast.
Well, it's foggy here.
It looked like London last night. I drove to the store last night. I literally almost pulled over because I'm thinking.
I had to pull my lantern out. Do I want to drive here today?
Listen to me, kids. If you're 16, 17, 18, or any age, dim your lights. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have the dimmers on when you're in the fog because you can't see anything. It's worse. Let's talk.
But Biggio,
Craig Biggio.
Before we get off him,
I think he had the most votes this year, right?
Yeah, he did. He had the most votes with 388.
How many did Lee Smith have? Because he needs to be in. For Lee Smith
Lee
not to
Smith
be
in. Lee Smith is. It doesn't look good for Lee Smith.
Yeah, but you know what?
47%.
How many more has he got?
He needs about.
No.
Twice.
How many more votes does he have?
How many more? This was his 11th, so he's about four more.
He's got four more. He'll make it.
But Jack Morris has one more.
Well, now listen, Jack Morris, Lee Smith, Craig Biggio, and the other guy, read the list, because I'm going to tell you who I would have voted for.
Biggio, Morris, Bagwell, Piazza.
Piazza I would have voted for sure. Number one catcher, lifetime home runs, no proof whatsoever he ever took steroids. And let me just tell you something about this guy. Mm-hmm. Bagwell broke down. McGuire broke down. To a certain extent, Sosa broke down, even when he tried to play overseas.
Yeah.
Okay? Mike Piazza was catching ball games for the San Diego Padres behind the plate when he was 37 years old. Wasn't a great catcher, but he could hit. Mm-hmm. And he was a lifetime 298, 293 hitter.
Yeah.
And he had, what, 437 lifetime home runs? The only guy, Josh Gibson, who is a Negro League catcher, who had hands bigger than my chest, mm-hmm. hit like 800 and some home runs.
Yeah, Piazza went 427 home runs. You're close. And then, I mean, he had almost 1,000 walks. He had a 308 batting average.
Was it lifetime 308?
Lifetime 308.
Well, now, how do you know? Somebody do me a favor.
But it's first ballot. It's first ballot.
Yeah, but he should have got voted in.
Yeah, but he played in that era. I feel like that if you played in that era,
it doesn't matter.
You're going to get a pass.
Yeah, okay.
He'll get in. Piazza will get in.
The French have a saying, if you were there holding a candle, you can talk about it.
I mean, you know these voters. We talked about Cal Ripken Jr. wasn't unanimous.
They're all a bunch of
freaking nerds. Nolan Ryan wasn't unanimous.
Most of them are a bunch of freaking nerds, to be honest with you. They are.
Yeah, I mean,
they
I agree. They're all stat heads.
And you know how many of them played baseball at a level like high
probably,
school?
Probably about 60% of them.
How about 5%?
I don't know about that.
High school baseball, back in the time, you had to be a pretty good high school baseball player to make a team.
Still got to be a good
high
school.
They cut people when I played baseball. They don't cut them anymore, except at Madison.
They cut people.
Where?
Not at Falls Church.
Not at South Lakes.
Well,
they don't have enough for a JV team. I'm Bruce Sloan.
I'm venting here. You're talking about the.
You know, I was so sick. When I got here an hour and a half ago, I was sick, wasn't I, Matt? I ain't sick anymore. I'm caffeinated. Yeah. I'm caffeinated.
But Biggio will get in. I hope Morris gets in. He has one vote left.
He's got to get in.
He's got one vote left.
You know
left.
What? That guy pitched more big ball games than anybody mm-hmm. can remember.
Well, he's missing it by about 8%.
You know who's not going to get in because he's a DIC, whatever it is? Mike Messina.
He's a dictator.
He's a dictator. You know, it's
Mike
Messina. It's a potato thing.
Well, Biggio, I think Biggio get in. I think Morris should get in. Bagwell, I think.
No.
Bagwell will get in.
He doesn't have ankles anymore. Do you know how you break down? You lift so much. Your entire power key comes from your legs. Everything does. These guys were squatting mm-hmm. 455, 600 pounds.
Bagwell had better numbers than Biggio did.
Yeah, Bagwell was a good ball player. You know, the thing about Jeff Bagwell I like is he very much like Albert Pujols kind of redid the way people think about striding at the plate. Bagwell actually would have a wider stance when he's waiting for the pitch than he did. He would pick his foot up and put it back about 3 or 4 inches. Mm-hmm. That kept his head still. That kept him behind the ball. And you know what? Jeff Bagwell had a lot of pop.
Yeah.
Now, well, he was a terrible fielder, though. God, he was terrible.
Yeah.
He was a DH.
He doesn't have the 3,000 mark that Biggio has.
See, that's
which
why
is
he's
big.
Not, that's why he's not going to get in.
But he has better numbers in every other area.
Yeah.
More RBIs.
Yeah, but right now to get in as a position player, mm-hmm.
you got a higher batting average.
You pretty much. How many home runs does he have? 500?
Yeah, no. See, he missed the 500
his problem.
Too.
How many has he got? 400?
449.
Piazza's got that many. You know, I mean, and yeah. Piazza was a catcher.
Yeah.
You know, Piazza.
I guess Bagwell.
But see, Piazza.
But Bagwell's right there, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He'll get votes.
I mean,
Do you know why the writers like him? He was a great interview, is what I heard.
Well, he played for 15 years. That's a good career.
He's a great, you know, he's a good guy.
I mean, it's not like he's missing these landmarks by that much. He missed the 3,000 by.
Did he have 100 stolen bases?
200.
That's a lot for a big guy like that.
Yeah.
200 stolen bases is a lot for him. If I had 200 stolen bases, period, I'd be proud of that.
He had a 297 batting average.
Yeah, you know
408 on base.
He's a borderline guy.
He is borderline.
Roy, read the pitchers. What's the number people need to call to vent about the vote?
240-317-7294.
Give us a call,
240-317-7294.
Who are the other pitchers? Let's go down the list.
We have Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
Now I think Curt Schilling should get in.
Well, he's going to get in.
It'll be a couple years.
Well, you know
but he's one
His numbers are light, but he pitched in the big games.
Exactly. He's a big game pitcher.
Curt Schilling was the guy. I hate to say this because I'm comparing him to a dirty guy.
Roger Clemens.
He's a guy like Roger Clemens that everybody wanted to sign in August.
Numbers
because
are
they
almost
knew
exact.
They knew he would take them to the promised land.
Their numbers in voting are, this time around, Curt Schilling went 38-8. Roger Clemens went 37-6.
Okay. Other pitchers. Quick. I don't want to spend too much time on this.
I don't really see many.
Then don't worry
pitchers.
About it. See, that's the problem. Lee Smith, until
David Wells didn't get in.
He's
not eliminated.
Gonna, he's not going to get in.
He's eliminated.
Yeah, he's not going to get in. He can't get in. That's fine. Hey, let's talk about the game yesterday. We're going to switch to the NFL. Matt, hit me. Matt's not an athlete, is he?
That was...
You gotta warn me.
Soccer Matt.
That was bad.
Soccer Matt.
What do we gotta warn you for? You have a little board over there. You just click the button.
Yeah, but I gotta have the fader up. I have the mouse on the hovering
there's
over the button.
Right. That's a lot of
Let's
lot
talk
of
about the first
do.
Game, which was Practice. A record-setting game.
Practice.
It was tied how many times?
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Five times.
That game was ridiculous.
It was tied five times.
Oh,
and
my
then...
Gosh.
The game is over.
Was it really tied five times?
Yeah, the game was basically over. It was over. There was 38 seconds left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They had the ball on their own 30, no timeouts left, and they're playing eight deep. And they throw a ball to Jacoby. First of all, Flacco did a great job stepping up. He really did. He throws a deep ball as far as he can. And I got to think the wind was blowing that direction. You know why? Because the guy misjudged the ball.
Well, Flacco has a big arm.
Yeah, he does.
As much as I love to hate Joe
and
Flacco.
Jimmy Caldwell has done a better job with him. He doesn't have a guy that's just dinking and dunking anymore that's his offensive coordinator. He's got a guy that wants to throw downfield. And you know what? That's Flacco. That is Flacco. He's a
Flacco's
better
a deep ball. He's a deep ball quarterback.
And
he is, absolutely. And they went deep. How many times did they go deep this game?
A ton.
And you could tell the Broncos weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
Because Champ Bailey was getting burned.
Champ Bailey is not Champ Bailey
You could
anymore.
Tell that that was not in their defensive game plan to see four or five deep balls.
Champ Bailey is from Georgia. Okay, went to the University of Georgia. Even though he's lived in Denver. Denver, we talked about that this morning when you got in.
Mm-hmm.
Denver is not a real cold place, usually. It was zero yesterday. So I don't care. You know, if you're used to 30, 25, little wind, little snow, little rain, that's one thing. Zero? You know, chill factor of minus five? That's cold.
Have you ever been in 0 degree weather?
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just dress up for it. The thing I hate about it is the breathing
awful.
Part. I read your tweet.
Yeah, you
it
saw
said,
that, right?
Yeah, it was a great tweet. You said, no matter what, it gets hard to breathe.
It's hard to breathe.
Well, you know what? It's really hard on the guys that aren't used to the altitude.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say this. As the game wore on, I could see Peyton Manning's arm getting tireder and tireder and tireder. And I don't know if it was his neck or his arm or whatever.
Well, who
but did he seem to throw the ball down the field that much?
He looked like, I don't know if it was because he's wearing gloves. He wore gloves three games or whatever.
He said those gloves helped him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That could just be Peyton just trying to avoid conversation.
But the numbers,
if God had given you these numbers today, and just told you they were about the game. That one quarterback went 290 for three touchdowns and two picks, and another quarterback went 331
Flacco?
With three touchdowns.
Flacco.
You would have thought that Flacco had the two picks, not Peyton Manning.
You know, I'm proud of the Baltimore Ravens. I'm proud of Jimmy Harbaugh. Congratulations. Not Jimmy, John. Jimmy, you know, I'm glad he won yesterday.
Both Harbaugh's
won. Well, you know who I was all over.
Yeah,
San Francisco's my Super Bowl team.
I took straight dogs this week.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to be talking about the game. We're going to go on to the second game. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. But it knew for sure that one guitar.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, Here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So apparently there was a Miss America pageant.
Yeah, Miss Puerto Rico looked hot.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
This is last night.
Half the tweeters in America were like just clicking between the two.
See, I didn't know this was on.
Well, that's because football was on for us.
Yeah. They're watching it for 5 minutes.
Hey, if I want to look at women, I'll go to a bar where they don't have any clothes on.
But
did I say that? I'm Bruce Hall, and I didn't mean that.
But Miss Carol, Miss honey. Puerto Rico, I guess, came out on crutches. Was she on crutches the whole time, or
yeah,
was this just...
Look, she's got an ace bandage on her ankle.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Well, you can get bandaged in 5 seconds. I mean, this could be a...
It's a New York Daily News. Go out and buy a news and read about it. Hey, listen, let's talk about that game. Five ties. It was tied five times. 7-0, 7-7, 14-7, 14-14.
She twisted it backstage in a faint.
She fainted?
It was a stunt. Yeah.
She fainted?
She twisted it. She came out, she twisted it in backstage, came out on crutches, and was like, look at me, I'm so awesome. You know, I can,
hey,
I can, I'm
all
such
right,
a
that's
tough
fine.
Guy.
That's enough, and she's terrible.
Robert Griffin.
We're not talking
Robert
about
Griffin.
That. Hey, Andy, let's,
whoa.
Let's congratulate Andy Reid, new head coach, Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs, whatever.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta love that.
Do you really love that?
Yeah, I do, because I like Andy.
Yeah.
I just like Andy, and Paoli's gone, too.
Well, he just got a new
GM. I hated Paoli. I hated Romeo. They're gone.
Well, he just got a new GM.
They're New England people. Oh, they'll probably go back to New England and be taking pictures of coaches on the sidelines, you know, their signals. You think?
Well, the Chiefs?
Yeah. No. I'm talking about Crennel. You're not listening. Crennel and Paoli.
Yeah.
They're going to end up going back to New England because all cheaters end up back in New England.
Yeah, that's what they do, yeah. Well, John
I'm Bruce
Dorsey,
Hall, and I still think they cheat.
And John Dorsey has become the GM with Andy Reid, so.
Yes, he has, and they're old friends, right?
Yeah.
They're old friends.
So that makes sense.
All right, so anyway, this game is over, basically. And all they got to do is keep the ball in front of them in the game.
Was it third down?
No, it doesn't matter. It's third down. It was 38 seconds, second down. I want to say it was second and 10. It was second and 10. Because I think he had just thrown it in.
Well, Flacco had ran up. He did a running. He did like a little scramble thing for like 6 yards or something like that.
And he ran out of bounds. So there was like 38 seconds left, and Flacco keeps the play alive. There's eight deep, so there's no pressure. And by the way, Flacco, I don't think he got sacked until late in the fourth quarter or in the first period of overtime.
There was not.
He had no sacks. No, not at all. And that was the big thing for Denver, their pass rush. Guess what?
Well, their secondary set that up most of the year.
Hey, the Baltimore Ravens offensive line, get a game ball for me. That's who I'd give the game ball to.
That's a makeshift line, too.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, but they still got Michael Orr. They got the guy that they got from Minnesota on the other tackle. You know, and by the way, Marshall Yanda, he freaking pushed Ray Rice for a first down.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He got behind him and jacked him up about 4 more yards and got that first down. You know what? They never call that rule. Hey, why is it a rule if they never call helping the runner? So don't have it be a rule. Why have it be a rule? Were they talking about you can't throw him over your shoulder in a fireman's carry and run down the field with him when he's knocked out?
Probably.
Well, no, they were talking about helping the runner.
Yeah, it was third and three. I knew it was third and three. I knew it was third down.
So it was third down, but they would have gone for it on fourth down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it didn't matter. And they probably wouldn't have thrown nearly as long of a pass. But when you see Jacoby Jones, who, you know, even with Houston, was a fantastic kick returner, did a great job with Baltimore Ravens this year as a kick returner. And he's like the guy they bring in when they got five wide, okay?
Well, he was their three man in Houston.
Right, right.
And they brought him in here and to replace Lee Evans, who I was really high on Lee
That's
Evans.
That's the problem. In my opinion, this is just my opinion. The name of my show is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, so I do have an opinion.
So it counts.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's Houston's biggest problem, Roy. They don't have the two and the three and the four receivers. They got tight ends they throw to. But they're not Gronkowski and Hernandez.
He's a very good tight
end.
Yeah,
he is. But you know what? He gets a lot of double coverage. They chip him at the line of scrimmage, and they'll put a safety on him.
But
or they'll put a corner on him in third down.
If you look at the Kyle Shanahan Houston Texans.
Oh, my
God. And you look at the Houston.
Do I have to?
And you look at the Houston. Well, he did a very, very good job in Houston.
Yeah,
when spreading them out.
You notice how many, hey, the Redskins were at, you know, they got beat last week. Mm-hmm. Robert Griffin, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Mike Wise is supposed to call in, and I got to get back to him before 11 o'clock so he can call in. But Mike Wise wrote a real nice article about RG3 and what's going on in Washington with John Wall and all this stuff. And by the way, the Wizards, who we can constantly destroy on this show, we'll have won two games in a row.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
You know what? It means the apocalypse is on is oncoming.
I mean, they were going to win something. You know, you're not. They're not going to go.
They beat Oklahoma City. How the hell did they beat my team?
Well,
that's my team.
You beat Oklahoma City when Oklahoma City comes into Washington and realizes they're playing the Wizards and probably play four games in a row coming up. The NBA schedule. They play three in a row, four in a row. I don't know what the Thunder schedule that was that week. I'll pull it up. But
well, no, the next night they went somewhere and beat somebody by 20 points.
Exactly. So
they probably weren't even thinking about the
Wizards.
So
you have a laydown. You play the Wizards. You have a laydown. You get a chance to rest. That doesn't mean that they weren't trying to win the game.
Right.
That's saying that they're playing their six, seven, eight men more.
Right.
And they're giving Durant a little bit of a rest. I mean, that's probably exactly what happened.
Right.
I mean, the Washington Wizards, they're not going anywhere, okay? And to get into the playoffs in basketball, you got to win 45 games. 45 games to get where you want to be.
Right.
So the Thunder are looking at their schedule, and they're saying, okay, we have the Washington Wizards coming up, and then after that, we have somebody who actually matters
probably in a Western.
Play,
you know what they did? They probably got in the night before, because they were on the road. Mm-hmm. They got in the night before. You know what they did? They went out till 3 or 4 in the morning, I'm sure. Wouldn't you in D.C.?
Yeah.
Go out till 3 or 4 in the morning. I would.
Yeah.
Nice clubs for African Americans downtown in Washington.
Kevin Durant.
A lot of bars. I'm just telling you that it's one of the hottest places in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, D.C.
is downtown.
D.C. is a great area, and Kevin Durant is from D.C.
Yes, he is.
So I'm sure he saw
played
family
for Stu Vetter.
He played for Montrezl Christian. Yeah. And so I'm sure he had a lot of
people. Hey, join the conversation. 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. Give us a call. Hey, you know what?
Here is the OK City schedule.
OK.
On that Friday, they played Philadelphia, beat them. Then they played Toronto the day before. They played Washington, beat them. Then they went to Washington and lost by 2. Then they went to Minnesota 2 days later and won. Then they went to L.A. 2 days after
and
that
destroyed
and won.
Them. Hey, by the way, how long is this guy going to coach the Lakers? I mean, everybody's calling for his head. They said, I know is one night I go on Twitter, and there's like 800 writers going, they suck.
Well,
the Lakers are done. They're this.
This
they're
is the guy that we sat in these exact seats last year, Bruce,
right.
And we scrutinize the New York Knicks for this guy.
Right.
We said they can't play defense. They're lazy.
Right.
They're hurt all the time. What's going on? What's going on with their rehab process?
Right.
What's going on with this? And then D'Antoni leaves. Okay, they bring in a new coach, and all of a sudden they play defense. They're not hurt.
Right.
They're playing with more energy.
Well, hell, the Knicks are in first place. And by the way, Brooklyn has turned it around.
And who have the Knicks gone out and gotten that has made that big of a deal?
Nobody.
Jason Kidd? Has that been? He's found the fountain of youth and all of a sudden revamped the New York Knicks? No.
Yeah.
I mean, come
it's
on
coaching.
Now.
Well, you know what it is? Listen, when you play basketball, it's all about common sense. You know, if you got rebounders, you want them rebounding. If you got guys that run the floor, you want them running the floor. If you got guys that play defense, you got to get them in there in crucial times for their defense.
Here's my thought, and I played basketball, Bruce. I know you.
You were good. I played when I was younger,
and I know you played basketball. But you understand the concept of here's offenses in general, offenses, especially in sports like lacrosse, hockey, and now we're talking about basketball, where your offense is also your defense.
Absolutely.
So Mike D'Antoni,
your offense is predicated from your defense.
Right. And Mike D'Antoni is a get up the court and run the lanes kind of offense.
Right.
Okay. He's a fast paced offense. He tires out his offense with cuts, moves, you know, running the floor. Well, what is that going to do to your defense? That's going to tire your defense out.
Well, it's going to slow them down getting back, too.
Exactly. You're not going to get back in time. You're not going to get in the paint. Whereas if you run a more traditional triangle offense or a Princeton offense or a pick and roll or something like that where you're not moving as much,
right,
then you're going to have more time to get back and set up on defense. You're going to be in better position.
Have you seen we're going to New York in March? I can't wait.
For a golf tournament.
You know what? I can't wait to go to the Garden. I'm going to the Garden. We're going to the Garden one night. We're going to get tickets. We're going to go. We're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Scotty O'Neill, I'm sure he's got a box still. He was helping run Madison Square Garden. I was thinking that he was going to end up being in the running eventually, maybe for David Stern's job, because he was one of David's assistants for a long time. But we got to go there because when I watch the Knicks, they're fun to watch. Now they have a good basketball team, and you know it's not really the exact same team. Hey, tell me what happened with Melo. What was all that about?
Well,
you got to explain that to me. Hey, if you haven't noticed, we're talking about NBA basketball now. Mm-hmm. This is tangent. Tom Bruce Hall.
Yeah, but to finish up on Mike D'Antoni, everyone who loves his offense, I think his offense is what's the problem with the team.
Absolutely.
Everyone
wants to say I couldn't agree more.
Says it's the defense. Well, defense is the position that you put yourself on offense. So if you care way too much about offense, you don't pay attention to defense, you're going to put your guys in really bad positions.
They really don't have the three-point shooter per se on that team either, do they?
I mean,
they're all a bunch of...
They're hurt, but what happens when you're outrunning yourself and you're in bad position and you're scrambling to get back? You're probably going to get hurt.
Well, you're late too, you know, and that's the problem. You got to always be... You know, we used to talk about that when we played basketball. Mm-hmm. If you don't get back, you're going to lose, period. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy Edwards.
And we're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony's wife.
Oh, I can't
wait.
On
the other side.
Yeah. If she's like Honey Nut Cheerios, I'm in.
A little bit of breakfast food.
We'll be back in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So if you go to sportsmancave.com, I reported on this story earlier in the week.
How many hits did you get on that? Like a couple thousand or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, a couple thousand.
That's pretty cool.
It went viral, which is pretty cool. I always like when my site goes
viral.
Hey,
tell them what number to call. I'll tell them. 240-317-7294. We want to know what you would have said that she
so Kevin Garnett
reminded you of.
Kevin Garnett.
That wasn't exactly the words he used, though, was it?
Kevin Garnett in the game with Carmelo Anthony, you know, they're going at it. You could tell that there was some sort of tension building up throughout the game. They, you know, and the game had to be stopped because the two got in a little fisticuffs, I guess is what we'll call it.
Tell everybody that Garnett's known for this. I mean, he gets in
absolutely.
Guys' heads.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett does this all the time. He's a trash talker.
Motor mouth.
He gets in his opponent's skin and all that kind of stuff. So he reportedly tells Carmelo that his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. So Carmelo Anthony says...
And I love Honey Nut Cheerios.
Who doesn't?
I eat them every morning with blueberries. I eat that every morning. So I know exactly what that's like.
So Carmelo says to Garnett, they exchange a couple words, and in this he says, I will meet you after the game in the parking lot. I'm sure there was he used different wording, but that's what was said.
I'm going to kill you.
And if you go to sportsmancave.com, I have the video up there of the footage after the game when Carmelo is waiting for Kevin Garnett at the bus because he said. He said, I will see you at the bus. You did not say my wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios, even though it's probably more like Cocoa Crisp or Cookie Crisp.
Hey, real quick. Cookie Crisp. But let me ask you this. So he goes there, and then there's security everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that nothing happens.
In the video, right?
Nothing happens.
There's probably 20, 25 people. But Carmelo Anthony did end up getting suspended one game because you can't – who knows what Kevin Garnett said, okay?
Well, hey, look.
I just reported it because that's what I heard. That's what I was told. I got a little text message that said, last night, Kevin Garnett said this, so I ran with it.
What was the guy's name with Washington? He used to bring his pistol to the...
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah. If it had been Gilbert Arenas, he might have been holding.
So,
boy, that would have been bad. Ooh!
So
Gilbert's weird.
Carmelo Anthony, he got suspended for a game. I'm looking at the picture right now of the post-game where he went there, and there's 10 cops... these guys are probably off-duty police officers who are standing around in suits and stuff like that. And they're just all holding them back right in front of the Boston
bus. Anyway, that was the truth to it. But they need to go to sportsmancave.com and
the video is all there, yeah.
The video was killer
to
me. The first part was, anyway. Listen, the NHL, strike is over.
Strike's over, yeah.
Let's talk. Look, you're my hockey guy.
The Rangers and the Penguins are the heavy favorites going into this season, and futures as well. If you can always, you know, you can bet on anything these days. Not that we can condole.
You're kidding.
We do not condone gambling here on
No, we absolutely do not. And even though I say that, I'm looking for somebody to split a condo in Vegas on the Strip with me for $30,000.
But we don't
I just like the city. It's exactly. It's not the gambling.
The Blue Man Group goes there a lot, and we really like Blue Man Group. But
I do love Blue Man Group. They're sick.
But hockey guys. Is back.
Bruce is the leader of the Leica fan club.
I'm the kind of chubby guy in the Blue Man Group.
But, yeah, hockey's back. They're going to play a 48-game season. It was signed.
19th, right? 19th of January.
Yeah, it was signed either early this morning or yesterday. Mm-hmm. The players finally put it in.
It kind of gave it. Well, you know, there's less money.
Yeah.
And there had to be less money or there was going to be no league.
But I talked about it last show. Where there was guys like the winger for the Devils,
right,
who signed a 15-year contract or something like that, and when he was like 50,
yeah, which
so it's like, come on now, this guy's not going to play. But it was, you know, and it was back, you know, it was front loaded. You can't do stuff like that. So now that you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, you know, you got to get realistic with your business situation, and
yeah,
there was no realistic situation for hockey to continue. Not for everybody. Certain teams would have been okay. Most of the teams wouldn't have been okay, and we're just glad that they got it. Look, around here, that's fun.
I'm glad that
everybody
they
was
thing.
Going to Hershey, PA to watch hockey.
Yeah,
Hershey, Pennsylvania, yeah. Hershey Bears, Hershey go Bears. Bears.
So hockey's back. They're going to play a 48-game season. The heavy favorites are the Rangers and the Penguins, both out of the East.
No caps.
It's all East right now. The Caps, I think their odds were somewhere around 12. Something like that.
Sounds like a good play to me. Adam Oates is their head coach, right?
Yeah, new head coach with the Capitals.
Hey, what is Adam Oates known for? Offense. Or as they say in Canada, offense.
So, the Rangers. New York fans, this last season was just a taste of what the Rangers could do this year.
Are we talking about Honey Nut Cheerios again?
We're talking about Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you know what? For hockey fans, this is Honey Nut Cheerios. Because, listen, hockey is a long season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not so long. Now, Roy, you and I could split like a 30-day plan. 48
games.
Plan.
The last time they did this was in 1996. They did a 48-game season.
I'm going to go to some games.
Mm-hmm. So all those people who are saying, 48 games, that's not even that, blah, 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 that's too short.
It's plenty.
Well, the NBA last year did 60, okay?
How many does NCAA hockey
games.
Do? They
that's
do about 40.
Weeks.
Doesn't NCAA do about 40? Something like that.
I don't honestly.
And you know what? The NCAA is a long season. That's a long season, too. It's a long season. So how come we don't have James Harden? No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the game. We're going to finish up on the game that started yesterday. Phenomenal. If you'd have looked, you mentioned this, if you'd looked at the stats before the game started between Denver and Baltimore, you'd have thought Flacco's stats were Peyton Manning.
Right, you
Peyton Manning's
them.
Were. And I got to say this. Joe Flacco's agent, and I've said this on Twitter since last night, whoever he is one lucky dude. Guess what? We know who he is because Ian Rappaport just sent us a tweet. And the happiest man last night was Joe Flacco's agent, Joe Linta. He told Ian Rappaport, if you don't think that's an elite guy, then you're crazy.
Joe Flacco's contract is up after next year.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Flacco wants a new deal.
Well, here's what they're going to do. They're going to franchise him for one year. But he's still going to get what? Top five?
Well, it's up at the end of this year, right?
Right.
Not at the end
so
of
they
year.
So they're going to offer him a one-year deal. He'd have to sit out a year.
They'll franchise tag him.
Yeah.
And then they'll wait. Because Joe Flacco, 2 years ago,
right?
It was either 2 years ago or last year, came out and he said, I want $100 million. I think it was last year because that's when all the press went crazy and he went into those defensive trolling modes.
Guess what? He's going to get $100 million.
I would not pay Joe Flacco $100
million. Yeah, but he's going to get it. I'm just telling you. Look at the quarterbacks in the league.
But last night.
Let's start to look.
Last night was a pay me moment. It was.
Oh, was
Joe
a what?
Flacco. A pay me moment.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? Last year, he outplayed Tom Brady in the championship game.
And now he's
game.
Outplaying Peyton Manning.
You know what? Joe Flacco can play. He's a kid from Delaware. He's 6'7".
But he's not elite. He's not elite.
No, but he's good for that
we
offense.
We use elite way too much.
But what he is he's tough.
There's three elite guys in this
Look,
league.
Yeah, but you know, RG3 hasn't proven he's
RG3's
elite.
RG3's not elite.
You know what? Russell Wilson hasn't
Russell
proven
Wilson's
he's elite.
Russell Wilson's not elite, no.
Let's keep going while we're at it. Tom Brady's elite?
Yes. Peyton Manning?
Yeah, but they cheat.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees.
That's it.
And then Aaron Rodgers will be the next
guy. Oh, no, I guess, see, I got Aaron Rodgers number one.
Really?
I love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers played with the Bad News Bears last night.
Look, I love Aaron Rodgers.
He played with the Bad News Bears
I love Aaron Rodgers, but I feel like he's got – elite to me is you're going to be a Hall of Famer.
No, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be if he plays three or four more years, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what
look
I –
look at his numbers.
You just helped me prove
but
my own point.
I know, but see,
is that give me
how about
year.
Eli Manning? We said
no.
He was elite. But you changed your mind.
I did change my mind.
Well, then quit being so damn wishy-washy.
Eli Manning.
I think Eli is elite.
I thought Eli was
two Super Bowl.
I
rings.
Thought Eli was elite last year when he came out and he was firing all over the place and he looked like one of if not the best quarterback in the league.
Well,
and
let
then
me ask,
he
let
digressed.
Me, yeah,
this
but let
year.
Me. Yeah, but let me. You say he digressed. The Giants digressed. Listen, Victor Cruz had a great year. Where was everybody else? A, he didn't have a tight end to throw to.
Okay.
He didn't. He had two tight ends. Remember when they got hurt at the end of last year? Mm-hmm. They never came back. He didn't have them. He didn't have Ahmad Bradshaw healthy almost all year,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a rookie from Virginia Tech, David Wilson, who didn't help him much.
Okay.
I'm just thinking that, you know, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken caca.
But
you just
the Washington
can't do
Redskins
it.
Did it this year.
Yeah, but that was all different. And let me tell you why that was different. That was they designed, and this is the one thing I will give kudos to Kyle Shanahan for doing. That was he and Mike's. They set RG3 up. They knew what they had. They had a very intelligent rookie.
Yeah,
very intelligent. Not intelligent enough to throw the ball away or slide early, but intelligent enough to get a ton of yardage running the ball and throwing the ball, and mm-hmm. not throw any picks. Rex Grossman, if he had RG3's legs, couldn't have done that because he likes to put the ball up for grabs.
Yeah.
He's not Rex Grossman's not only not an elite quarterback, he's not a good quarterback.
He's barely
a quarterback.
He'll be a free agent next year.
But I'm just saying the New York Giants have got to fix their team for Eli to be elite.
Right, but I feel like the NFC East was down this year. There's not a single person who would argue that the NFC East was down because the NFC East is usually a top-notch division.
No, but you can't say it. Look, they were ahead of the plan. Dallas,
that they're
Dallas,
sure,
Washington,
the plan.
And New
yeah.
York were all above 500.
Yeah, but
all of them,
and that's fine.
And
but,
the Eagles will come back.
But there's only one team coming out of the NFC East this year.
It was this year, yeah.
And usually, this is a lock to send two teams. And
agreed.
Last year, they only sent one team. Now,
agreed.
The New York Giants.
Right.
Now I don't care.
But look what remember when people talked about how bad the West was last year?
Mm-hmm.
In San Francisco, they don't have anybody to play.
Yeah.
Look at Seattle now. Look at them. The Rams are coming on. You know,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
it'll change in a year. Is
right.
What I'm saying.
It flips nonstop. But I mean, you have to, if you're the New York Giants, you
right.
have to make the playoffs. If you're an elite quarterback,
they were never gonna
you
do
have
it.
To put your team on
they
the back.
Never, but they never got it going. And you know what? Really,
Peyton Manning took over a team 1 year he was there. And
yeah,
has
I know. And look,
one
what,
seed.
Look what they ended up doing yesterday.
That's okay.
Laying an egg.
He put that team on his back.
Yeah, but here is my – yeah.
And no one
and
would
he,
say that Eli
well, no
did
one,
it this
no
year.
No one's going to ever say Eli's not an elite quarterback either. He is an elite quarterback.
He's on the cusp.
No, he's
on the cusp.
No, I don't mean Eli.
He's the
I mean Peyton.
Guy.
Nobody's
okay.
going to say Peyton's not an elite quarterback.
Eli's my fifth guy.
Peyton's my favorite guy, but he's not Aaron Rodgers right now.
Eli's my fifth guy, but I feel like elite is – there's the those are the guys.
Right.
Those are the guys that you – would you give up Eli Manning to get Peyton Manning or
– Not now, no. Hell
well,
no.
Okay.
No. He's 5 years younger than him.
He's hurt, but okay. Or he's not hurt, but he's coming off neck surgery, and he's
older. I mean,
as
a GM, I want Eli on a good team.
If you're Eli, if you have Eli Manning, would you give up Eli Manning for any of those three guys? Those the three guys at the top: Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady.
No, but I would give him up for Aaron Rodgers.
One season, you have one season.
Aaron Rodgers would be my guy. I'd want
one season.
Aaron Rodgers can run. That's one thing Eli's not doing anymore.
One season, you
did
would
you
keep
see Rodgers
Eli
take
over...
off? Did you see him take off last night?
Yeah,
he runs pretty damn good.
Well, a couple of years ago, he was the second leading rusher behind Mike.
I know. It's you know, it's a nickel on 1 5 cents on the other. Think of it.
But
is,
you have one season.
I
you
know,
would take
we
Eli
can,
Manning
yeah,
over
but I,
Peyton and
yeah,
and,
but I don't want to bore New York people listening to the show with Eli Manning talk. Let's talk about everybody. I think Eli is elite, but I think you have to have more than just yourself to look like an elite quarterback. Well, look at
Flacco. Peyton Manning did it for years.
Look how good Flacco looked yesterday with Ray Rice running for 100 yards. With
that's why Torrey Joe Smith not burning to me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we're going to be back in a minute. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So there were two games yesterday. I know that after the Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens game was over, a lot of people ran into the streets and shot off fireworks. But there was another game.
Not me. That was my loser yesterday. That was it. We were on opposite sides of that, but we were also on opposite sides of the night game, which I hit and you lost.
I lost. I lost the second game, but I hit the over.
I hit the over, too. I didn't even.
Everybody hit the over.
Well, yeah, well, the over, it was only 46. It was 40. I had 45 and a half.
Yeah,
is what I had. And I got to tell you, it went over almost at halftime.
Yeah,
it's 21 all.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it basically was a lock at halftime. Which, you know what? If you're like playing games like that, that's a good feeling.
That was cool.
That's a good feeling. But let's talk about the second game.
Colin Kaepernick, 181 yards on the ground, set an NFL single-game record, breaking Michael Vick's in 2002 when he ran for 173 yards. So that is a record. To me,
he'll be the one that breaks it.
If you had said that stat about 5-6 years ago, that record never gets broken. Okay, but the way that the NFL is evolving and the way that I sit here every week and I say that running quarterbacks and the pistol offense is the future of the NFL, that record's going to be broken a million times over. I think this record gets broken by RG3. I think Russell Wilson might break
it. We don't know what RG3 is going to do because he's going to be had two surgeries 2 days ago.
And we'll talk a little bit more like that on that later, but LCL and ACL.
Mike Wise of the Washington Post is supposed to call in around 11:30. If he does that, it'll be a fun time.
He'll be back.
Mike's fun. Mike was had his own show for 3 or 4 years. Mike Wise show on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, and he's one of the top sports writers in the country. He's on a bunch of TV shows here in the Washington Baltimore area, and he's just a fun guy. And really doesn't take anything too seriously, I don't think. Big basketball guy, loves basketball, absolutely loves basketball. Was a college basketball player.
He covered the Knicks.
Yes, he did. Mike's covered everybody. He's 10 years younger than me, but he looks older than me because he doesn't have any hair. I'm Bruce Hall, and I have lots of hair, but it's gray. It's like white. But let's talk about this game. I mean, it started out, Kaepernick throws a pick six.
Yeah.
And
Rodgers
to Shields.
Yeah.
Shields runs it in for a touchdown, and everybody in that big filled up stadium full of red colors is going, I'm drunk for this.
To me, I was looking at NFL teams yesterday, and you know that Oakland and San Francisco stadiums, you could hit them with a baseball from one another?
Well, they're not that far apart.
That doesn't make any sense.
But they're across a bridge.
What does that mean?
Well, no. I mean, well, first of all, Oakland's moving. They're not going to stay there.
They should go to L.A.
Well,
get back to
that's
L.A.
That's the team that should have stayed in L.A.
Yeah.
But they should have built them a stadium. But see, that was when, you know, the old man was involved, and the league hates the old man because the old man won a lawsuit against him. Everything's political in the NFL. That's what one thing. Have you noticed? Listen, we talked about this, you and I, and we pointed this out a long time ago, that when former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue came in.
I love that name.
I like it, too. It's hard to say, but I love it. When he got involved with the problem, Bountygate, did you notice how quiet Roger Goodell
went away.
He went away. You know why? He told him he had a problem.
Paul Tabley.
You've got a PR problem. You need to shut up and just go away for a while. And you know what? To Goodell's You know, to his credit, that's exactly what he's done. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love that guy when I don't have to listen to him because he's dumber than a bag of hammers. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to know that a guy that's asking for $17 million a year, I don't want to know that that guy isn't as smart as me. It makes me want to throw up. So just, Mr. Goodell, have fun.
Just go sit in the corner.
Yeah, go sit in the corner. We'll call you when we need you.
Put
okay?
on your Brett Favre jersey.
When we need a number one draft, when we need a number one draft choice from the University of Oklahoma to be called the biggest ape in the group, we'll ask.
He said that?
Yeah, he did. He called him that name that a big ape is called. He did that at the draft.
He did, really?
Yeah, that was Williams.
Oh, wow, I missed that.
Yeah, it was horrible. He's not. I'm telling you, he's not very smart.
That's not very smart.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards from Sports Man Cave. Roy, I just enjoy going to Sports Man Cave and reading all your stuff.
Thanks.
And I just found out some guy played on my son's high school baseball team is one of your bloggers, Mike Hitty.
Yeah, he's one of my writers.
Michael, if you're listening to the show, welcome to Roy's world. Now you know what I got to deal with every damn day. Actually, I only deal with it a couple times a week. I love Roy. Roy's dad, Greg's one of my best friends of all times. And we have fun talking sports. We've been having fun talking sports since you were a little boy.
Yeah.
We used to come over to your Christmas party all the time. But let's talk about that game.
So Rodgers and Kaepernick.
Can you tell that we're like, there's so many games today?
Right. Rodgers and Kaepernick, pretty much identical here.
Yeah.
Another reason why I don't believe that Rodgers is just quite there yet.
No, he's there.
257 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick.
You're one of the few people in the country that doesn't like Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't say I didn't like him. Well, I said he's not an all-time.
If you don't think he's a top three, elite, then you're not paying attention.
Elite to I don't think he is. I don't.
Well, then you're not paying attention.
I don't think he's better than Drew Brees.
Well, then I don't trust your qualifications as an analyst.
Well,
I mean, you're a great broadcaster. You're a great CEO. You're a great this, but you don't know DIC. You know what?
Dictator.
You don't know dictator about talent because Aaron Rodgers is a talent. Just think where Aaron
he's good. I didn't say he's not good.
Can I let me throw this out at you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Aaron Rodgers didn't have to deal with Brett Favre for 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
how good would he be now?
You can't say that because he
stop it. Look at what he is already.
What makes you think that he didn't learn anything?
I don't want to argue. Let's talk about football.
I think he learned sitting behind Brett Favre. You can't sit behind one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Nobody can do what Brett Favre did because he didn't do it the way even his head coach wanted him to do it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre's Brett Favre. Let me come. Fran Tarkenton. Would you want a guy sitting behind Fran Tarkenton while he's scrambling around? But Rich Gannon.
Yeah, I mean, you can't compare those two guys to Brett
Favre. But you know what I'm saying? Brett Favre was his own guy.
Yeah.
Brett Favre's a Hall of Famer.
And you learn from
him. When does he go in? Does he go in soon? A couple years.
Well, he retired. Which time did he retire?
Hey, is he going to...
Which one do you count?
Are some people going to not vote for Brett Favre because he took a picture of his, you know what, and sent it to somebody?
I am willing to bet that Brett Favre...
Gets in first vote?
Yeah, he'll probably.
Do you think the
first.
Picture will be?
Although
on his
no,
thing?
You know what? I think he goes second vote because I bet you there's those people out there who are going to see the retire, non-retire, come back, and he did it twice.
Right?
Some people are going to hold that over his head because it's going to be fresh blood when it comes around. Look, to me, Brett Favre is a first ballot, but there's those writers out there who are going to hate Brett Favre for that.
Right.
So I would not be surprised. I'm not saying it's a lock, but I'm saying that there's a real possibility that he goes in. Second ballot.
Hey, I want to say hi to Kyle Kachorik. Hey, Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for running the box.
Yeah, thanks a lot for doing all that stuff up there for us. And we're going to be up there before too long.
But Rodgers...
I should have sent my wife over to the station.
Neither quarterback in this runs or throws for 300 yards, but Kaepernick is the big story here as he was the rushing leader for the game, running for 181
yards. How many did Frank Gore get? 121? Frank Gore?
Gore ran 119 yards on a touchdown.
Close.
So... San Francisco's still the same team.
Frank
still
Gore got hurt, too. I mean, he pulled himself out 2 or 3 times.
But Kaepernick, 16 carries, 181 yards. So you're going to tell me that this is not the future of the NFL?
No, it is. And he's faster than RG3. And he will definitely
be... He
looks
faster.
Oh, God. Look, I was lucky enough
because
to go...
Because he's taller.
I was lucky enough to go to the Olympics in 1996 in Atlanta. I saw all the track and field finals, all of them. And I'm telling you right now, there was a guy named Michael Johnson who came around that last turn, and he was a foot off the ground. His feet were when he hit that corner. That's what Kaepernick looked like last night when he went, what did he go, 60-some yards for a touchdown? I want to say it was 60 or 70 yards.
Yeah. RG3
Boom, he was in the end zone.
RG3 runs a faster 40.
Yeah, but you know what? Some guys don't time that well. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy Edwards.
And it was a 56-yard for Kaepernick, who runs a 4.5.
You're listening. Yeah, he just times bad. He's a slow starter. You're right. Van Halen. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So the 49ers, I'm trying to find this on YouTube or the internet in general, really. The 49ers last night got a first, when they get a first down, it sounded to me like they were doing the 300 chant, the oh, oh, oh. So if you're
Wouldn't
a 49ers
fan,
Kyle, I know you're a
49ers
fan.
Yeah, call in, let us know what's going on.
Call in 240-317-7294 and let me know what it is that they do for their first down chant, because I'm intrigued. I went to WVU, and when we got a first down, we did something similar. We said WVU, we clapped, and we pointed first down. But this is a pro team doing something on a first down. I've never heard anything like that before. So I want to know what it is that the 49ers do. What is it? Is it a 300 thing? Because that's what it sounded like. And I know that Kaepernick is big on the Spartans. He before the game, they showed that little pendant that his mom gave him. About the it was like some Roman soldier.
Yeah, he's supposedly
like
a very spiritual kid. I mean, he's, you know,
I love him.
A lot of these kids, to their benefit today, and I think that it's a good upbringing that does this. You have to be thankful for what you got.
Yeah, you got to be humble.
You know, but you have to be thankful. You have to thank God. If you believe in God, you have to thank your parents. You have to thank your friends that helped you get where you're going, your teachers, your coaches. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I had this conversation with my, you know, this thankful conversation with my broker, a guy named Mike Federico from Baltimore, Maryland, three-time All-American lacrosse goalie at Johns Hopkins. And he sat down with me one day, and I'm 59 years old, and said, here's what I do. And I'm going to tell you, these kids almost all thank everybody. Kaepernick's like that. Got, you know Russell Wilson's like that. Russell Wilson could be a preacher if he wasn't an NFL quarterback. But anyway, here, these numbers, I just want to run these numbers at you real quick. We got a phone call here. I wonder if this is wise. It's Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Bruce. Roy, how are you?
Hey, Kyle. What's up,
Doing
buddy?
Good, buddy.
So I just wanted to comment on the 49ers, and Roy, you're pretty much dead on. They are doing the Spartan 300.
I knew it. I knew they
That's
were.
A great movie, by the way. It's one of the few movies I enjoy that's kind of weird.
Is that because of Kaepernick?
You know what? I know they started it this season. I don't remember them doing it in the previous season, so I would have to guess it's because of Kaepernick.
It's probably either that or it's a Harbaugh thing. Hey, what do you think about the Niners, buddy?
Well, you know, as a fan from a long time ago, I probably was a fan in the early 90s, and then, you know, just watching them struggle throughout the years, this is probably one of the biggest years for the 49ers, and I'm just thrilled.
You probably were a 49er fan back in when they beat up in Miami, they beat up on the San Diego Chargers so bad. They won by like 30 points.
Yeah.
That was like Eddie DeBartolo time. That was a great time. I was down at the Super Bowl with 200 people, and my entire group that were working for me, we all got food poisoning at Dan Marino's restaurant. I'll never forget that.
Well, that's but, a good plug.
But I got to tell you, Eddie and Carmen, they were some of the greatest people in the world. There was a special. I don't know if you've seen it on ESPN about Eddie DeBartolo. It's the specials they do on
the 30 for 30?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not 30 for 30. It's called something else. But it's called A Football Life. It's called
okay,
a football
yeah.
life.
The NFL Network one, yeah.
Yeah, they really did a good job with Eddie. And I really hope Eddie comes back to football, like, in a full-time position. He's probably a little older than me now. But those guys are from, like, Youngstown, Ohio. And they're Eastern, you know, hardworking, blue-collar kind of guys. And, you know, he and Carmen went to school together. But I'm real happy for the 49ers. And I'm really happy because I picked them to win the damn Super Bowl this year.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
Have you been to the 49ers? Have you been to Candlestick this year?
Well, I haven't even been to California yet, let alone Candlestick.
Because I knew that you
work 8 days a week.
Well, I knew he went to one of the 49ers games this year, but that was at the was that the Jets game?
Yeah, I did go to that Jets game, and boy, was that terrible.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle.
I knew he went to one of the games. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Hey, Kyle. So how things going up there in New York? What are you hearing about the Giants? I mean, are there going to be any changes with the Giants? We've already seen some changes. Everybody's leaving the Jets. All their good coaches have left. I think they saw them keep Rex and just went, what?
it seems to be abandoned ship for the New York Jets. But to be quite honest, I'm not hearing anything about the New York Giants.
Well, that's what
you never do. You know why? Because they hang around forever and they don't make changes really. They'll be back next year. I mean, if Tommy Coughlin loses next year, he may retire. I mean, he's 64 years old. I mean, I think might even be older than that. He might be 66. But Kyle, thanks a lot for calling in and letting us know that.
Yeah, and Kyle, if you could find a YouTube video clip of it, please send it.
Yeah, that sounds like it's interesting stuff.
I'll send it over to you guys.
All right, buddy. Say hi to everybody in New York for us.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's, I knew it. That's Kyle Kachurk. I knew they did the 300 thing.
You knew Kyle would know, too. You knew about the right guy. So anyway, that game, as soon as they took a 14-point lead, it was over. You could just feel all of the air come out of the Packers' defense. And you know what? Clay Matthews, they showed an isolated shot of him. Uh-huh. He looked like all the things we saw about RG3 when RG3 was running that that offense for the Redskins.
Yeah.
The linebackers had no idea where the ball was.
Yeah.
And I mean, anytime you can isolate a guy like Clay Matthews,
well, most people have never seen the offense, and it's not a gimmick. I hate all those people who say, "Oh, well, the pistols are gimmick." No, it's not a gimmick. A gimmick is three or four plays.
Tell them what it is, Roy. It's the future of the NFL.
The future of the NFL. Get used to it.
Except, well, until Drew Brees retires, till Tom Brady retires. I mean, what you're saying is a lot of the guys they'll draft now.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you spend a decent draft pick
if you can't
on
get
a guy that runs a 4.4, 4.5, 40 that's 6'4", 6'3", 225 pounds, mm-hmm. and has skills like
that?
Wouldn't you do that?
If you can't get a
– you make a tight
pocket,
end out of him.
If you can't get a pocket passer, if you can't get a pocket passer, why settle for drafting a clock manager?
Right.
I cannot stand teams who go after clock management quarterbacks.
You know,
he protects the football and he just hands it off. Why would you want that when you could have a guy like Russell Wilson?
Alex Smith.
Why would you want to?
They even called him a clock manager.
The 49ers are an exact example.
Yep.
You have a clock manager in Alex Smith, or you go after this pistol guy, Colin Kaepernick, who basically built the pistol offense in Nevada.
It's up, by the way, on Twitter.
It is up?
Yeah, if you go to Twitter, WFASAM1230, at WFASAM1230, you can see it. Yeah,
good.
He did. Kyle's great. Kyle needs another job.
I just retweeted.
He's like Jamaican. He's got like 10 jobs, but they're all at the same station. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're having fun this morning. I didn't think I'd be able to breathe today, but these Halls, triple soothing action, and they're not giving me a penny, by the way. You can send me a box of them if you like, because I'm probably going to be sick for about 2 months. One thing I like about this time of the year is it doesn't get any better than this for football fans.
Yeah.
Because, look,
if your team's in it.
Now, listen, if you're in Baltimore or Pennsylvania, you know, all the way to the Delaware line, because if you're a Joe Flacco fan, you're Delaware. Hey, a lot of people in Delaware aren't the only
Joe Flacco fans. Last night, Joe Flacco made a couple new fans.
But they're not Eagles fans, is what I'm saying.
Oh, Delaware, yeah.
Yeah, they're Ravens fans. You can get from the Delaware Memorial Bridge to Baltimore in an hour.
I thought that you were hinting at the fact that Joe Flacco went to UDell.
No, I'm just running my mouth.
You know he went to UDell, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
Was that just a lucky guess?
No, it wasn't.
You knew, right?
I knew he went there. Okay. I mean, and that was one of the things kind of against him, because Delaware's got an okay football program.
Yeah.
They're not great.
He was still a first-round draft pick.
Well, you know, when you go in the first round of the NFL, they're taking the guy, not the school. They're figuring that they can get something done. And I got to tell you, this kid is for real. And, you know, we already debated about it. Well, you know, when's he going to become elite? Will he ever become elite?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. If he's a good fit for the Baltimore Ravens,
he fits.
They're going to pay him.
He fits.
They're going to pay him.
He does.
Listen,
but I think 100 is way too much.
All right. So that game ended up, San Francisco just blew him away.
Yeah, it was.
Now it
even
sets
really
up San Francisco versus the winner.
Seattle.
Well, see, you like Seattle. I'm going the other way.
Did I just skip ahead from our picks?
I'm going the other way. I'm going the other way. And the reason I'm going the other way is it's over. Let me tell you.
Before we jump into that game, let's make sure we touch on
that's a good game.
Before we jump into it, let's make sure we touch on everything in these past
two games that happened
yesterday.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Are we good to step forward?
Hey, you know what? My eyes are in the front of my head because I look ahead.
I just want to say one more thing about yesterday's games.
Okay, go ahead. You've earned that. Capitals. Roy's wearing a Washington Capitals sweatshirt.
Say that when we're on in New York.
Go ahead. He's wearing a Rangers sweatshirt.
Tim Tebow won a playoff game last year. Who would have thought that Tim Tebow would have more playoff wins for the Denver Broncos than Peyton Manning? Now here's
what I want to point out after that.
Is this a curse?
Every single guy in the country said that.
Is this a curse?
Last night.
Is this a curse?
Even Clark Judge said that.
Is there a Tim Tebow curse going on in Denver?
Absolutely.
They're never going to win a playoff game again?
Did you see Tim Tebow's brothers tweet last night? He was the one that busted it out.
The way that Elway
just
treated Tebow.
Tweet Tebow on Twitter.
I think there's a real curse. I think there's a curse. There's a Tebow curse in Denver right now.
I'm going to eat this microphone.
I think there's a curse. But let's look ahead now.
All right, let's look ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
Go,
don't do it. Don't do it, Matt. Please, no.
We'll touch on one piece of news before we get into the games because I know that we're going to crush these games. Rob Parker, we spent a lot of time on this.
Rob.
We spent a lot of time on this a couple shows, like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Officially fired by ESPN. I wanted to throw
it out about
there.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The four-letter network doesn't, just because they have billions doesn't mean they have intelligence. They don't. And Rob Parker, you know, they should never have hired the guy to begin with. Well,
ESPN goes
they'll probably end up buying our show sooner or later. Anyway.
Well.
Hey, let's talk about the game.
Don't do that.
No, no. Let's talk about the game.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks.
Tell me why Seattle's going to win right now.
Because
you got 2 minutes. Go.
There's no pressure. They're 2 years ahead of schedule. The schedule that they put forward, the Seattle Seahawks, built their team around Matt Flynn. And the future of Matt Flynn, they said that we're going to develop this guy into a pocket passer. He's going to be our Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be the next guy. We're 2 years now. You look at it, they have Russell Wilson. They're 2 years ahead of schedule. They have a legitimate receiver in Sidney Rice. They have the league's best running back in Marshawn Lynch in the postseason.
A very expensive backup, too.
In the postseason, he has been the league's best running back. They have him. He runs off Skittles. They have the league's top.
Cheap.
They have the league's top five defense and a defense that I've called the number one pass rush.
And your boy Bruce is on it.
Bruce Irvin, that's my boy.
He's a stud.
He's the one who hurt
Robert last night.
And there's no pressure on the Seattle Seahawks team. They're young.
Who's kicking for them now? Because Hauschka's out, right?
I have to check on that.
Well, you bet before you start playing all these games,
well,
you might want to take a look
at
your kicking.
I don't care about their kicker.
Okay, well, you know what?
It's not going to come down to the kicker.
I can't wait to tweet.
To me, it's not
when this guy
down to the kicker.
Hits one off the crossbar.
What
and
I'm saying
the game
is
over.
There's no
Doink!
Pressure. This Seattle Seahawks team is young.
No, I agree.
They're too dumb to realize how much pressure is on this game.
Can you spell karma though?
And you look at the other side of the football, Matt Ryan. And the Atlanta Falcons, all they've been talking about for the past 2 weeks is Matt Ryan can't win a playoff game. All the pressure is on Atlanta.
We're going to be back in a minute. This is going to get good because I'm going to raise my voice when I tell you why you want the Atlanta Falcons. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute.
Handful of soldiers against Xerxes? You see, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter, sir.
And you, Arcadian, what is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
And you?
Blacksmith. Spartans, what is your profession?
See, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
That was pretty good.
I love that.
I do love that, too. And look, if you've never seen 300, you got to watch it once.
If you've never seen 300, where do you? What are you doing?
What planet are you on? And are you a man or are you a mouse? Got any cheese? Let's see.
The Seattle Seahawks are giving up 15.3 points per game. That's a season.
No, I know.
The last couple games. That is a season.
Well, if you look at their schedule, it was a pretty easy schedule compared to most, except for the West, because the West was tough this year.
Well, and they played the Packers.
But they should have lost that game. And see, that's where I come in. I've been around for a long time. Nothing goes by unseen. There are people that watch the game of football, especially the NFL, that have a lot more power than all of us. And those of you that know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about karma. Seattle is due a loss they're not supposed to get. If they're supposed to win today, they're going to get beat. And I'm here to tell you right now, Julio Jones, Roddy White, all of the, you know, Jacquez Rogers, all of these guys, Michael Turner, their offensive line, Tony Gonzalez is arguably having the best year he's ever had this year. How old is he? 36? These guys have got something for Seattle. I'm going to say this, and I mean this, and you'll like this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you like the Redskins.
Yeah.
If RG3 isn't injured
last
week, Seattle, we're not even having this conversation. It's Washington in the game.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't score a point for over three periods, and they were in it until the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm just saying, Seattle, your time has come. Great season, Pete Carroll, you cocky son of a gun. I like Pete. You know I like Pete. But I don't love Pete because Pete has a tendency to say the wrong thing all
Stinky
the time.
Pete.
Well, you know, Pete has a tendency to run it up. Mm-hmm. Now, I just wish I knew. I wish I knew when he was running it up, because I would be running it up myself. But here's the thing: it's over, Pete. Atlanta's going to win today, and if Atlanta wins, they host the championship game next week.
Yeah,
that is going to be a great game indoors. I would rather see it indoors than see Seattle go back to San Francisco and play them again. I want to see the Falcons and the 49ers. Because the 49ers can beat the Falcons. Don't know if they can beat Seattle. That's a tough game for them.
Yeah.
It's a really tough game. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. We're waiting for Mike Wise to call us. He's probably with his young son, OJ. That's his nickname. He named him after OJ Simpson. He named him after a family member.
After the orange.
His name's Oliver, by the way, his son. He's probably the cutest kid in the world. His wife is gorgeous.
I would have to disagree.
We both married up, Mike and I, big time. And if you're a guy, you need to marry up. You're basically married up.
Basically, I married up. There's no basically about it.
Did you get married?
On May 4th.
This year?
Yeah.
Or coming up?
Coming up.
Oh, okay. So you're marrying up.
I'm marrying
If
up,
you're a guy and you married down... Dude,
you better have a big screen TV.
You know what? You better have a you better have a fast car. I'm Bruce Hall, and I love fast cars. Arian Foster, in three career playoff games, 425 yards rushing, 153 versus the Bengals in 11, 132 versus the Ravens in 11, 140 versus the Bengals in 12. And we're going to talk AFC right now.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're just going to bounce back and forth from these anyway. And by the way, if you want to call in and give us your opinion, make your pick, both games. Give us a call at 240-317-7294. Is that correct? I memorized it finally after 2 years. I personally think the Texans are going to have, they got to run the football. They can't turn the ball over. And they got to make Matt Schaub make easy decisions. Matt Schaub isn't one of the one of your elite quarterbacks.
No, absolutely.
Matt Schaub has been struggling all year. J.J. Watt, the first time they played New England, I don't even think he got a sack. But he had some hurries. He had three or four hurries. And he might have tipped the ball. But really, that game was over. It was 28-0 when New England beat him in Foxborough a few weeks ago. Now they return there. As a matter of fact, I just read Andrew Siciliano, his tweet. He's on his way there. Andrew, I love you on NFL Network. You're phenomenal. But God almighty, pin your ears back. You are one of the funniest looking guys I've ever met. And if you were my best friend, I'd just laugh at you all the time. But the thing about this game is, which Tom Brady is going to show up? Is it going to be the patient Tom Brady who takes what the opponents give him? Or is he going to be the Tom Brady that we've seen a few times in the last 2 years, especially against Baltimore last year, where he seems to force the ball down the field? I don't know which one's going to show up. Now, I'll say this. I think New England's going to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, we both have New England. I have Houston covering. It's a, what is it, a 10-point spread?
It's like, yeah, it's 9.5, 10.
Ridiculous.
9.5, 10. It really should be like 6 or 7. But see, New England gets that kind of command in Vegas because New England's, you know, well, we know why. They cheat. But I don't know. We don't know if they're cheating anymore. We're not sure. You know, we'll have to talk to our guy. What's the guy's name? Spygate, The Untold Story. What's the author's name?
Brian O'Leary.
Brian O'Leary. What a great book that is. And even if it's not true, it's fun to read. No, it's actually true. Or the guy'd be in prison by now or poor. I just think that this is going to come down. I think that both teams are going to run the ball a lot more than you think. I think that New England, you know, this running back, Stephen Ridley, quietly got almost 1,300 yards rushing.
Stephen Ridley was a great back this
year.
He's
a stud, but you don't even really notice him because they run the hurry up. They get into a fast tempo. When they hand the ball off, it's almost like a quick snap. They hand the ball off. He gets 4 yards. And you haven't even been paying attention. I just think that Tom Brady is not going to let New England lose this game. I don't see it. Gronkowski's back. All 53 members of their roster are healthy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
For the first time all year, the New England Patriots. Now, Houston is pretty healthy too. But you know what? They've taken a hit on a few guys for the year already. And their offensive line is kind of banged up just a little bit. But Arian Foster, I'm telling you, man, he's for real. If they can get Arian Foster into the secondary, Roy, he's going to get 150 yards.
Tom Brady versus this Houston Texans team. Last time they played, 21 of 35, 296 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 60% completion percentage.
What was his quarterback rating, like 130?
125.
Close. I like those numbers. Now, let me ask you this. Houston, they play a lot of man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
They can't play man against New England.
Yeah.
If they play man against New England, tight ends are wide open.
Mm-hmm. Now,
he'll throw 10 passes to Gronkowski.
You're talking about the which Tom Brady's going to show up.
Well, yeah.
In wins in the postseason, Tom Brady goes 273 for 427. That's this year. And in wins, he went for 273 for 427, 3,338 yards. Great, awesome, blah, 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 63%, 29 touchdowns, 3 picks. In losses, he's a much different guy. 128 for 210, 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns, 5 picks.
And you look at who their losses were against. You know, they were against teams that play them a lot, usually.
Baltimore.
Yeah, division team, Cincinnati.
Jets. The Jets got him, right? Or no, that game went to overtime, but I think the New
Jets,
England won that game.
Jets lost.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that was close.
Speaking
was,
of lousy quarterbacks, game. God, Sanchez.
Butt tackle.
But
they lost to San Francisco this year, Baltimore.
I'm reading right here. Evidently, the Falcons, you know, they open up at, what's, 1 o'clock game? They, Matt Bryant just hit a 61-yard field goal in warm-ups. Of course, it's indoors. He's a former Giant. They said it would have been good from 63. Oh, Ralph Vasciano, your New York Giants beat writer, no wind in the Georgia Dome. Thank you, Ralph. You're just
they lost to
that's
Arizona.
That's almost funny.
They lost to Arizona this year.
They really?
They lost to Arizona, Baltimore back-to-back. They lost to Seattle, and they lost to San Francisco.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, San Francisco, that was, you know, that was different. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Let's talk a little bit more about the AFC game.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about the NFC game because that's the first one.
Sure.
You like...
I love Seattle.
Okay. God, this sounds like lunch to me. We're about dead even anyway. We've never even gone to lunch. I think we split with each other all the time. Let's say one thing. If Russell Wilson doesn't turn the ball over...
Arizona beat Seattle.
Yeah, that was early in the season. That was first game of the season. Yeah. Wasn't that in Arizona?
First game of the season.
Was that in Arizona or Seattle?
It was at Arizona, yeah.
Well, nobody knew, you know. And plus, Russell Wilson wasn't Russell Wilson in the NFL
That's
yet.
True, yeah.
You got to remember, I mean, this
The
kid,
Rams beat Seattle. Well, Detroit beat Seattle. Miami beat Seattle.
Yeah, but that was early in the season. Well, you're the one that picked Seattle, goofball.
I'm just
me.
Saying that I didn't. I
pull up Atlanta. Pull up Atlanta's group. Pretty sure that Atlanta, they've lost three games. I'm trying to think, they lost one to New Orleans. I know that
they lost to Carolina.
Yeah, they lost.
And they lost
30-28.
Giants.
The Giants beat them. The right. Giants beat them at home in New York.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership. Is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230.
They got blown out by the Giants.
WFAS.
Tampa Bay beat them.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So there was a national championship game this past week.
Yeah, it was pretty lousy.
On Monday.
What a terrible game. And you know what? The only time all year I went against Alabama was this
week.
I
was against Alabama, too.
I took the 9. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, not LSU, but Georgia almost beat them. And I figured Notre Dame stays close with the defense. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it was like we were watching a Division II game and a Division I game.
I have never been so disappointed watching a defensive football player.
Well, they need to let somebody besides themselves figure out who's number one and number two.
Monte Teo.
All
of the hype was around Monte Teo, yeah. The middle linebacker of Notre Dame.
Did he make a tackle?
I was watching him. I watched the game to watch Monte Teo.
He got blocked regularly.
He looked terrible.
Well, let me tell you, Alabama's offensive line and their backs that block averaged 300-plus pounds. This kid weighs, what, 230?
Well, what I don't understand is Eddie Lacy had a hell of a game, okay? Another hell of a game.
Yeah.
The kid ran for 141 yards or something ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, and now all the experts, so to say, are coming out and saying he's the sixth running back off the board. Why isn't this kid a first-round draft pick, this Eddie Lacy kid? He put this team on his back. The only reason why Alabama hoists that crystal ball or whatever you want to call it is because of Eddie Lacy.
It was 28-0 at halftime. I turned it off. I don't know what I watched, but it wasn't this football game. I taped it.
It was a 42-14.
I taped it just in case there was a comeback. 529 total yards for Bama. I mean, you don't get 529 yards against an average defense.
McCarron, the best thing about this game was McCarron.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend. That was the only
Miss
good
Alabama.
That was the only good part about the game.
Hey, and he's like a dork.
Well, he's the Alabama quarterback. Yeah.
Well, if he was the Auburn quarterback, I could see it, but not the Alabama quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. She went to Auburn, didn't she? Did she go to Auburn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know,
Auburn wasn't very good this year, Auburn, so you don't want to be the Auburn.
Let me tell you, though, Auburn's got some of the best looking girls in the country. I'm Bruce Hall. I've been to Auburn. Ronnie Middleton went to Auburn. Look, you know, the thing about this, Roy, was, we were going to talk about RG3. We're gonna give it a minute.
We'll talk
maybe
about
2 minutes.
A little bit.
Here's what I thought last week because this became national news, and it's ridiculous that it's national news, but RG3 became a national figure. And here is the whole deal about that. I'm a coach. Mm-hmm. You know that. I've coached football. I coach wrestling and baseball still. You know when you're better off with your number two guy in there. You would have been better off in the third second, third, and fourth quarter with anybody, especially a kid that had some great numbers in a couple of real games this year, running your offense rather than a guy that you've invested your entire future in, a ton of first-round draft choices, and you don't want to hurt the kid anyway. He's always going to tell you, Mike Shanahan, I'm okay, I want to go in.
Right.
Guess what, Mike? He's 22 years old. Pretend like he's your son, Kyle, when he was 22. And don't put him in. Now, listen, you got to understand this about Mike Shanahan, and I know you know this. But when he was in college, he went in with a lacerated kidney and almost died playing quarterback at the school he was at. Some little Division I school, Division II school. And that's not the way it is anymore. RG3 is probably insured for $100 million already. Why get the insurance company to pay the insurance? Why don't you just let the people of Washington have their quarterback that they deserve? Don't put him back in there when he's hurt. Now, I think that if he'd have put
Kirk Cousins
in there when it was 14-0, you know what the biggest play of the game was, by the way? That 3rd-and-12 that Seattle got deep in their own territory when they would have punted back to Washington and maybe made it 21-0. That was a huge, and then they went down and scored and the game was never the same. I would have said, get him out of there. Just get him out of there.
You'd pull RG3 at 14-0.
Yes, because I got a 14-0 lead.
I would have never.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I think that I've got a 14-0 lead with a kid that can play and a defense that's doing a pretty good job. Plus, I don't want the kid hurt.
So the 14-0 lead.
It was 14-13 at halftime. He did nothing in the second quarter. Nothing.
Well, they...
Nothing?
It was 14-13
at halftime.
Your ball with 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but did they ever score again after the first 6 minutes of the game?
That's another one of my points, is that this is Seattle Seahawks defense that is fifth in the league, fourth in the league.
And they made them look like they weren't even on the field.
They were
running the football. Well, you know, here's another
RG3
thing.
Did
well, let's
that.
Talk about another reason that they lost. Here's another reason they lost. They stopped giving the ball to Morris. He had 16 carries for 80 yards. He had two carries in the second half. What is with that, Kyle? Especially if your quarterback's hurt, run the football. All I said the entire afternoon was Morris. You know better. You've
so
seen it with Ray Rice forever.
So you're going to
Cam Camera was in Baltimore. Ray Rice could get the ball 15 times for 100 yards in the first half. They'd be up 10 points. He wouldn't see the ball in the second half, and they lose.
So up 14-0, you pull RG3.
I probably would have.
So let's say the exact same thing happens.
Okay.
Let's say the exact, obviously he doesn't tear his ACL, but maybe he already had the LCL.
No, he did have an LCL.
Maybe he already had.
Well, they already knew he was injured.
Well, right, but he had a type 1.
We saw the injury. He was
type 1 sprain. Okay?
He couldn't even go. He couldn't even walk.
Which, who said that he had a
type
1 sprain?
But we saw him play two games,
right,
and he limped every time he ran.
And he won the Redskins.
Yeah, and he played nobody.
The NFC. Well,
played
he
Dallas.
Played the Dallas Cowboys.
They suck.
But
they fired their defensive coordinator the day after.
Okay, and then he put it, and then he got him, and then he got the Washington Redskins, your team now.
You're
the coach, to a 14-0 lead. Okay, so you pull him. Kirk Cousins goes in. Kirk Cousins doesn't really do anything.
Don't make anything up.
You lose. I'm not making anything up.
I'm guessing.
You lose 24-14. Same score.
Are you telling me you don't think Kirk Cousins could have gotten the numbers Robert Griffin
Hell
did in
no.
the second? Well, you're out of. You're on drugs. You need to take a
That's
drug
why
test.
He's the backup quarterback.
No. See, now all of a sudden you sound like everybody didn't want Kirk Cousins.
I wanted Kirk Cousins,
well,
but he's the backup quarterback.
You wanted him as a fourth-round draft choice back at the start? No, you didn't. Nobody did.
I wanted Kirk Cousins. Do you know who couldn't put up points against this Seattle defense?
When you get nervous, you start stuttering.
Do you know who put up points against this Seattle defense? Everybody. This Seattle defense held teams to 15 points a game. Okay, nobody puts up points.
Yeah, but we got 14 points in 5 minutes.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that holds up? It didn't hold up with RG3.
No, it wouldn't have held up. Kirk Cousins, in my opinion.
So you think Kirk Cousins gets a touchdown?
He would have been better than RG3 was the rest of the game.
I disagree.
Look
I
at
don't.
His numbers. Well, I don't
his
even wanna,
numbers against the Browns.
Hey, everybody, do me a favor.
He put up numbers against the Browns.
Let me
Bruce.
Say this to everybody listening. Go look at what RG3's numbers were after the first two drives. You tell me if any guy in the league would have had those bad
this
numbers.
Is, that
they
is,
were horrible. His pass rating was a 6, not 60, 6 the rest of the game.
And how much do you put on that to the Seattle defense.
I put on that, not to the Seattle defense. I put it that Robert Griffin wasn't able to play.
So you're totally going
to... He wasn't able to play.
So you're going to totally going to disregard the fact that this Seattle defense is quite possibly the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I would.
That doesn't matter.
They were also on the road. On the road, they weren't giving up 15 points a game.
15 points a game
they were giving. They were giving up like 24 and change on the road.
15 points a game.
Look at their road numbers.
They hadn't given up more than 17 in the past six games.
What are you trying
like
to
that.
Tell me? You're telling me the way that the Redskins did it was the way to do it?
I'm telling you.
Was that the way to do it?
I'm telling you.
Was that the way to do it?
Yes, that's the way that
I do it. Well, you're on drugs.
That's the way that I do it.
I totally disagree.
I would absolutely
And you know what? I wouldn't want you coaching my kid.
That's fine.
I would never let you coach my kid if that's the way you
the
think.
Way,
let me ask you this. If the kid was 17 or 16, would you have put him back out there?
He didn't tear his LCL until the last final thing.
Let's say this was college and he was 18. He was a freshman. If you were the head coach, would you put him back out there? Knowing that he already had
a national championship game?
No. Let's say it's a conference championship game.
Yeah.
Well, you're
Am I undefeated to go to the national championship game if I win?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, because that's what you're talking about,
Roy,
here.
You don't do that.
You can't compare it to
college
football.
Do that with people's health.
You can't compare it to college
football.
You
don't do that with people's health.
If the kid wants to
you
go,
don't
he
do
goes.
That with people's health.
If he wants to go, he goes.
You don't do that with people's health. You don't even. You really don't do it with an 18-year-old because he's not going to tell you he wants to come out. Guess what? Well, Robert Griffin thinks like an 18-year-old because he don't want to come out either. Did you hear what he said? I'm the best guy for the job. I'm the number one quarterback. That's the only time all year I haven't liked what I've heard out of Robert Griffin. Robert Griffin sounded like a conceited, arrogant prick.
I'm okay
when he did
with
that.
I'm okay with him saying this is my team. This is the time when my team needs me the most.
Well, you know what he also said to Kirk Cousins? You're not that good. You're not as good as me when I can't walk. And you know what?
He's right.
No, he's not right.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, let's talk about something else because you're obviously not.
He's right.
Never mind. Hey, if you got an opinion about this, call in, people, because I want to hear it from some idiots out there.
Kirk Cousins,
the idiots sitting next to me.
Kirk Cousins played one game this year, and it was against the Cleveland
Browns.
It was against the one game. He played one game.
Yeah, he started a game. He had a quarterback rating over 100.
Against the Cleveland Browns team who had been eliminated.
Who had a pretty good defense.
Who had been eliminated.
Who had a pretty good defense.
Who?
Cleveland Browns defense was one of the better defenses in the league this
year. And then their
defense. It was their offense.
Their defensive coordinator got fired. That's the same as the Cowboys.
You know what? You just, whatever.
Roy, you are on an island here. Both Kyle and I disagree with you as well.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter. You don't know anything, Matt. You don't know anything.
So you can see.
I mean, Roy would kill your kid if he played high school football for him.
No, he's saying that he agrees
with you. It doesn't matter.
He's saying he agrees with you.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying. Yeah, but I mean, it's not a big deal because Roy's going to. If the game means anything, I don't care if he's got an LCL, an ACL.
He didn't have an LCL.
I don't care if he's got a concussion. What if he had a concussion?
Then you pull him.
What? No, stop it. There's no damn difference. They're both injuries.
He had a sprained knee, by all reports.
He couldn't freaking walk in the second half.
If your doctor
and
says
he still
you
had his team,
out, your
he's
doctor knows.
The doctor never
the
doctor said that he should have pulled him. The doctor never
the
said
doctor,
it.
Hey, Dr. Andrews,
Dr.
Is
Andrews
not
never said that.
Did you notice how Dr. Andrews made sure he said one thing and then all of a sudden the next
and
day he said the opposite?
He backtracked.
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely.
You know why? Because he doesn't want to lose the NFL as a client. That's why. That's all it's all about.
Well,
if you can't see that,
if he
you're
said,
crazy.
If he said it or not,
right.
It doesn't matter because the guy played.
Then let's talk about when
and
this,
that was against the Ravens.
All right, we got to do our picks.
Okay, yeah, we do.
Hey, we wanted to give you some great debate there. And I did not have my hands around Roy's throat, I swear. But if he ever puts my kid in, I'm going to kill him.
But I'm saying Kirk Cousins.
Stop it. We're done with it. All right, who are you taking today?
Let's see. I got Seattle Seahawks plus 2.5.
How many stars are you playing Seattle for?
That's probably my top line.
Atlanta is my playoff game of the year.
I like
the 10 stars for the Atlanta, really? Minus 2.5. It's 2.5 right now.
My big play yesterday was the Ravens.
All right.
But I like Seattle today over the Houston.
New England, 48.5. I'm taking the over.
I like the Houston plus 10. I'm all dogs.
So you're taking Houston?
Houston I'm not, on a smaller
I'm not,
play.
I'm not.
Smaller play. Smaller play.
I'm driving Matt crazy with my microphone. Listen.
Hey, you're going to blow out that mic, dude.
Hey, I'm taking the over.
Uh-huh.
For 5 stars.
In which game?
In New England.
Oh, and the under.
No, well, good.
That's
here.
My only game with
all
an
right,
under.
Here.
There you go.
Hey, it's been a great, great, great show today. You know,
we need to get him a spit guard.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what it is? It's like when I don't have my reading glasses on, everything's
can't
a blur.
See how close the mic
so
is.
I get close. We'll be back next week. Hey, listen, enjoy the NFL games. We'll be back. Roy and I saying goodbye with Matt. You've been listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
By the way, Duke lost.
Duke sucks.